I'm thankful to be here tonight. I'm thankful for this opportunity to preach. And I know that the Lord is powerful and He's with me tonight. And I've been praying and I've been studying about spiritual warfare. And as I stood in the pulpit, I hit something right here. I hit something that didn't want me to preach what I was going to preach about. And that's Jesus is in control of everything. And he has power over every demonic spirit, everything that there is. And the Lord wants us to pray. He wants me to preach about us coming to church as a church and praying over principalities and powers and these demonic forces that are in our world today. The Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. I mean, it's no question for me to see that as I stood in the pulpit that I was facing these forces myself, because I'm preaching about those exact same things. I'm preaching about that there's forces that are coming against us and our families that we can't see, but that are actually real things that are there. It's a battle. It's a battle in the heavenlies that we're fighting, and it's a battle that we're fighting for the souls of our family. And it's not a fake battle. It's a real warfare. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not of the flesh. I mean, when I stood up behind this pulpit, I couldn't come and I couldn't shoot these demons and these principalities that are coming against us, addiction and pornography and all these different things that are trying to attack people. I couldn't fight them with earthly means. I can only fight them with Jesus. I stood up here. I hit a brick wall. I bet you didn't see a brick wall. I didn't see a brick wall, but I hit a brick wall. And I've been studying, and I've been trying to pray against this. And I've been praying out loud, and I've been reading the words, and I've been writing the words down, and I've been praying about coming against the devil and the demonic spirits and this warfare that we're up against, and pulling down strongholds in Jesus' name. And as I've been doing that, I've been thinking we have power in Jesus' name. We have power in Jesus' name. And I just knew that he was going to try to come against me.
Bless you, Jay.
But I'm thankful that he's greater.
Yes.
He's greater than any power. Amen. The Bible says that there was a man that had a young son, and he brought it to the disciples to cast the demon out. And the disciples couldn't cast out the demon, and the scribes were there, and they were criticizing. And Jesus came by, and they saw Jesus come by, and the man came to Jesus. Amen. Think of this. Think of our children. Think of our family members that the devil has a stronghold on. He has a power against them. Whatever it may be, it may be drugs. Amen. It may be, we see a lot of people that addictions have taken hold of, and it's got a hold of them. And we see that. Excuse me for a second. And we see that the devil has a hold on a lot of different people. He's got a stronghold on them, and he's taking them and he's abusing them. He's making them do whatever he wants to do. I heard of a thing called tonic immobility. If you've ever heard of that, I heard a preacher, Calvin Rivers, preach about tonic immobility. And what that is you can take an animal, and I've seen it with a shark, and you can take a great white. I've seen someone take a great white shark, and if you turn it a certain way on its back, you can take that shark and you can move it about any way that you want to move it. And it's submissive to you, and it'll do whatever you want to do, and you can lead it around. And it's a crazy thing. But the preacher, Calvin Ray Evans Jr., he said that that's what the devil is doing to a lot of people. And if you don't believe that there's an actual devil and that there's an actual warfare, there is. And the devil is in control. He's in charge of the principalities and the powers in the air. And he has presence and he has influence, and his whole reason is to destroy the souls of man. The Bible tells us that the devil, his origin was Lucifer, and he was in the heavens with the God created him, and the Bible says he created him perfect. And he was in the presence of God, and he had, if you could imagine, the nursery rhyme that says Humpty Dumpty had a great fall, or sat on the wall, Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. Nothing else has ever fallen from such a height as Lucifer had. He was in the presence of God. He was covering, the Bible said. He was the cherub that covered. And he was arrayed with fine stones, I believe it said, and he was beautiful. And he was there in the presence of God, and he began to, because the Bible says, because of the way that he looked, because of his beauty, he began to have pride in his heart. He began to say, I will raise my throne up. I will ascend above the Most High. And he began to have these wicked thoughts in his heart. And he began to let sin come into his heart. we're not careful, we'll allow sin to come into our hearts too.
Amen.
We've got to be careful that the devil doesn't get a stronghold in our hearts. He finds many different places. As I've heard different people, I was listening to Brother Ricky today teaching. Some things that affect me won't affect you, and some things that affect you won't affect me. But the devil is good at following us and finding out. And this is what we're talking about. We're in a warfare. We're in an actual warfare that we can't see. But there, these demonic forces or fallen angels that the devil, when he fell from heaven, he took a third of the host of heaven with him that he deceived into following him. And so we're in a warfare against them. The Bible says against principalities and against powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. That's what we're up against. But they're no match for the Lord Jesus Christ. They're absolutely, they're a creation, and He is the Creator. Amen. You know, when He came in contact with every demon would tremble when they saw Him. The Bible says that the devils believe and tremble. I mean, when the demoniac came to Jesus, and the man had over 2,000 demons that were inside of him, and the man ran to Jesus. As he got to Jesus, the Bible says that the devil knew him and said, "Have you come, I believe, to torment us before the time?" And he said, "Give us leave and let us go into that herd of swine." And Jesus gave them leave. Even the devils know that Jesus has all power. Even the demons know that the devil has all power. But that man that had that son that was possessed of the demon. And if you don't think that our children and the people around us with the there's different things like witchcraft that they're doing. There's, if you would talk to a kid today, you would say, they would tell you that they maybe watch movies that are about witchcraft and actual things of witchcraft that they're watching. They'll tell you that they talk about things like fortune telling. Amen. These things are a doorway to the demonic realm.
Right. Amen.
These things that the devil is searching, and he's trying. The Bible says that he's like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So he's trying to get our families. And so the question is to us, father, mother, you know, brother, sister, grandparents, are we praying for our families? Are we praying for our kids? Or are we asleep, as Pastor Rob said? Are we asleep at the wheel? I mean, are we asleep when our children are being tempted away? And the devil is sneaking in, and he's tempting them with things on their phones or in public or at our public schools about changing who we are to be somebody completely who we're not. You know, that comes from the devil. That's not from God, to say that I'm one way and you don't be that way. You can be a completely other way. That's not from God. That's from the devil. He's trying to pull people away from God. He's trying to destroy our families. But we have power in prayer. Amen. That verse that I said, and here it is, it says, for the weapons, this is 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 and 5, says this, and this is what the Lord is wanting us to see today. If we are Christians, if we know the Lord, then we have a privilege to go to God, and we have a privilege to pray. If our heart is right before God, and there's no sin in our lives, amen, we've got to push away the sinful things of this world. And if our heart is right with God, then we have a right relationship to God. Just because the Lord may be on the throne in heaven doesn't mean that locationally we're at a distance maybe in that place. But as far as relationship wise, I'm able to go to God. And I love what it says in the Bible, in the book of Romans chapter 8. If I can find it here. It tells us about our relationship with God. That the Bible says in Hebrews, we can boldly come to the throne of grace. We can boldly come to God and pray for our children. We can boldly come to God and ask that these strongholds be torn down. But here is the relationship that we have. It says this. It says in Romans chapter 8, it says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now think of that. My dad loves me. I love my children. If I were to go to my dad and ask for something, he would give that to me, or do whatever he could to give that to me. I love hearing Brother Ricky teach about Abba Father. Abba Father. You know, I'm not strong in myself. When Michael, the archangel, was contending with the devil, was fighting against him, as strong as he was, he said, he didn't bring a railing accusation, the Bible says, but he said, the Lord rebuke you.
Amen.
When we come up against these things, the weapon that we use is prayer, and in Jesus' name. And when we come against the devil, we have to come against him in the name of Jesus and in his strength and in his power. Amen. The Bible said that in 2 Corinthians, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not of this earth. It's not going to be an actual gun or something like that that I'm going to fight the devil with. It says, but they're mighty through God. It has to be through God. Jesus casted out so many devils. He casted out so many demons. Every devil and every demon that came, he casted out because he has power. He has all power in heaven and in earth. Jesus does. But our relationship to him is this. It says, for if we live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. It says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We have to see this. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again. Before I came to Christ, I was in bondage. I was that shark that was tipped upside down. I was that one that the devil was leading me to. He was leading me to the pits of hell. And I thought in myself, you could ask Cole. I even told her. I said, no, God loves me. I'm doing all these things that are ungodly. But he understands. He doesn't understand. I was being led by the devil away from God. The devil had me. He had me in his clutches, as he has so many of our family members. And we need to pray for them. We need to come in the power of the Lord and pray for them. It says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. I'm a son of God, and I can come boldly in prayer. And I believe that God wants us as a church to do that. You think about the power that our church has if we come together in prayer. And then as I was praying on the altar, I was, I'll be honest, I was weak. I was praying back there. I was weak. I was asking for strength, and I knew that God would give me the strength. But, you know, soldiers and those of you that are a soldier, to Brother Jason, when your brothers are, I don't know anything about it because I've never been in combat before. But what I hear is that the people that you're with, that you're fighting with, they become like your family, and you need them, and they help you. And Pastor Rob came and prayed with me, and I felt a strengthening. I felt a help. And we're fighting against these principalities and powers, and we can't do it by ourselves sometimes. We need to corporately come together and pray. Think of the times that we've sat in that prayer room back there, the nursery, and we've come together doing early prayer. And Brother Denny, and we ask for prayer, and we feel the Holy Spirit come, and we feel strengthened. And we take our burdens to God, and we take these things that we're struggling with in prayer, and we bring them together corporately. And there's power in that, and there's strength in that. And there's a preacher. He's a preacher now. His name is John. I'm not sure his last name exactly. John Ramirez, I think is it. And he was a devil worshiper. His parents were wicked, and they baptized him into this satanic worship when he was a kid. And he said that he would worship the devil from nighttime until the morning. And he said he would curse places. He would just go in prayer to the devil and put curses, homosexuality, the drug addiction, prostitution, whatever it may be, all over and all around. He said he would just curse all these places. And he said that there would be times where he would get to an area that he couldn't do any cursing. And he said that he would visually see a people standing around, surrounded by light, and they were praying. This was before he got saved. God later saved him, and now he called him to be a preacher. But we don't understand, church, the power that we have in prayer. I mean, before the pandemic, we were gathering at this altar, and we were praying, and there was strength in that, and there was power in that. And you would tell us your hurts and your burdens and your children and the things that were happening, and the different things that Vicky would talk about that she goes through at work with the children that are struggling and that are being abandoned and abused and all these different things. And we would bring it to the altar. We would pray for people that are sick. We would pray for people that are afflicted. And I believe that's something that the Lord is desiring for us to get back to. I believe that we're not as strong as a church, as a battalion or as a platoon or whatever, as a corporate body at a warfare against the devil. We're not as strong if we're not praying together like that. I believe that the Lord is I pray that He opens the door for us to be able to get back to that corporate prayer, because we need it. We're in a warfare. It says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We are in an actual warfare, and that warfare are for the souls of people. It's for souls of people. I love the Lord tonight. I'm so thankful for everything He does for me. I believe we have godly men of God here that are at this church. And I believe that we should lift them up in prayer. I believe that God wants us. When Pastor Rob comes to the altar and prays, he shouldn't be the only one praying. Amen. He should not be the only one praying. And I'm not saying you have to come to this altar, but we need to come together in prayer all throughout this house. When He prays at this altar for this service, we don't need to say to ourselves, He's got it. He's the pastor. Let Him hold the load. You think of Moses. When Moses had the staff, he was lifting up the staff. And when he got tired, there was a battle against the Amalek. And when he got tired, he would let that staff down. And when he began to let the staff down, the battle started to turn against Israel. But when he was able to hold the staff up, the battle was able the Israelites were able to win that battle. They were able to win that battle. And what happened? His brother, I believe it was Aaron and Hur, a guy named Hur, came. And what did they do? They sconched him up.
Yeah. That's right, man.
They sconched him up. And they helped him. Amen. We need each other. We need to lift each other up in prayer, because we are in a battle. We're in a spiritual battle. We're in a spiritual warfare. And our pastor needs us to pray for him. You don't have to come to the altar, but I would beg you to consider sitting in your seat and praying for the service. I have sat in the pew before and I've said, oh, Pastor Rob's got it. You know, Pastor Rob's not a superhuman. Amen. We think he is. We see the load that he carries and we think he's a superhuman. He can handle it. But he is just human like we are. And he needs our prayers. Amen. He needs our prayers and he needs our help. The Bible said in that scripture I read before that Elias was subject to like passions as we are. You know, we Elijah, when he was praying, he prayed and for 3.5 years it didn't rain. It didn't rain, and it wasn't just in Israel, but it said over the whole earth. And we are subject to like passions. We can come in Jesus' name and pray, and we can ask for God's help over the situations that are happening around us. Our families need it. We can't see the warfare, but as the devil fell from heaven, he took a third of that host. And those are the ones that are going around, the Bible says, to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And we have power in the name of Jesus. The Bible says there, it says that for the weapons of our warfare, you know, we're not going to use maybe machine guns or these things, but we're going to go into prayer. You think about some of these old prayer warriors. I've been able to see a couple, and I've heard of the old days when you had the older people and just people that would come to the altar and would just weep here and pray here. And I've wept many times here, and I've had pastors, Pastor John and Pastor Rob and other people have come and wept with me over things. We're a family here. We've got to come together as a family in prayer. And there's power in prayer. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Our families need us to be in prayer. We can go into a special place in our house. It could be beside our bed. It could be in the Bible says to go into your closet and shut the door. And it says if you pray to the Father in secret, you'll be rewarded openly. It's just a place. I heard Charles Stanley say that one time that he was at college, he found a stairwell, and that's where he prayed. But if it's just for 1 minute, you know, I believe Pastor Rob has been preaching all these messages about prayer because God wants us to get in this warfare. We're in the last days. We're getting to that place. And even if you don't pray very often, if you'll just take a few minutes, just start with 1 minute a day and go in and pray. And do what Pastor Rob preached that one time. The disciples came to Jesus and said, teach us to pray. You know, teach me to pray, Lord. Help me to pray. Help me to pray in faith and in the Spirit. Help me to pray for my family. There's a movie out called War Room. It's a great movie, and the mother is having this spiritual battle that's happening in her home with her family, her husband, and her daughter, and the devil is attacking and it's falling apart around her, and she's not even noticing it. And this Christian lady pulls her aside and starts to say, "Look, are you not seeing that you're fighting the wrong person? You know, we can fight our spouse. The Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood." With the battle's not against people, it's against the devil. And too often we fight people, and we're fighting the wrong person. We need to go in prayer. It's so important that we get in prayer and we pray and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. That's where the power is. It says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. That's where it is. It's through God. God can destroy every principality, every stronghold. He says at the name of Jesus, all these strongholds can be torn down. The addictions in our family, the different problems that we're facing, we can pray over the things in our communities that we're seeing. We're seeing the people that are being led to and fro by the devil, just like that shark I talked about. They're on drugs. They're having so many problems. One little person. I'm not talking about a prayer warrior. You don't have to be a prayer warrior, someone that's been praying for years. You have the Spirit of God in you, and you have a humble heart before God and a pure heart. You can pray. Just one of these little childs can pray and say, Lord, help my daddy. Help. In that movie, that little girl went in her closet and she put a little piece of paper and she said, I want to pray for my mommy and daddy that they love each other again. She just put that on her prayer list in her closet. And she would go and she would pray. And the Bible says, Jesus said, don't keep the little children. Don't suffer the little children to come, but allow them to come unto me. Children are so important and so innocent to God. And when Oki prays, sometimes it'll touch my heart when he prays, because I know it's a sincere prayer. So from the youngest to the oldest, we can go and we can pray and we can ask God for strength and we can ask Him for help. But it's in the name of Jesus that everything, 2,000 demons, when they saw Jesus come, they knew that He was the one. I believe they said, are you the Holy One of Israel, the Holy Son of God? They knew who He was, and they had to subject themselves. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, it says that there's one day that every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Every creature, everything that was created, Jesus' enemies, the ones that love Him, every single thing at one point is going to bow down before Him, because He has all power. If there's a principality or power affecting your family, affecting someone you love, if you know Jesus, take it to Him. Put it in His hands and pray against that thing. Pray in Jesus' name. That's where the power is, in Jesus' name. There was a group of people in the book of Acts. There were seven brothers and a priest. And it's not a joke. Every time I think of this, it sounds almost like a joke. But there's seven brothers and the priest, and they hear about Paul, I believe, and the great miracles that he's doing in Jesus' name, casting out demons, healing people. And so they decide that they're going to go and they're going to find someone and perform an exorcism. You see, in the New Testament, you saw that everywhere. Everywhere Jesus went, they would bring people that had an unclean spirit, people that had spirits that were affecting them, that were trying to destroy their lives. These spirits would have them cutting themselves, would have them harming themselves, trying to throw themselves into a fire. But these men heard about what Paul was able to do in Jesus' name, and they went to a man that was possessed with a demon, and they didn't know the Lord. And when they did that, they said, we cast you out in Jesus' name. And the demon said, Paul I know, and Jesus I know, but who are you? Who are you? And the Bible said that demon that was inside that person began to attack them in such a way that they tore their clothes off, and it injured them. We have to know Jesus if we're going to pray. Before I knew the Lord, I would pray all the time. I would pray all the time, and I didn't know that my prayers weren't being honored by God because I didn't have that relationship with Him. If you want to have that relationship with God, He's available. He wants you to have a relationship with Him. He wants you to be... Listen to what the Word of God says here in the book of Isaiah chapter 61. This is such a beautiful verse. If you were bound up with the devil today, if you have even as a Christian, if you have a stronghold in your life, or if you're not a Christian, if you have a stronghold in your life, an addiction or something that's haunting you, that every day you wake up and you say, it's still there. Listen to this. It says in Isaiah 61, it says, this is about our Lord. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach the good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. The only way we can get free of the devil is by the Lord Jesus. When I called out to Him, I was on drugs. I was addicted to drugs. There was other things happening in my life. And He began to show me that I was being led by the devil. And I was under his control and I was in bondage. I was in bondage and I couldn't break it. But when I came to the Master, when I came to Jesus and I repented and I asked Him to forgive me and I put my faith in Him, He broke every single chain. Every single chain.
Yes,
now, I would like to say that I continued on with the Lord. For a while I did, but then there was a time when I decided I would turn back to some of my old ways. The Bible says that if you turn back, it's like a dog going back to vomit. And it says that what was cast out of you, that devil is cast out. I believe it says that seven times more will enter in. And I was even as more wicked when I turned from God. And he would not hear. He would not answer my prayers for my family. He would not answer my prayers when I said, "Hey, I need a job, Lord." But I got down on my knees again and I said, "Lord, I'm sorry." And within not even a second, He forgave me right there. And he restored me. We're in a warfare and we're in places that are dangerous places when we're dealing with the devil. But God has power. We have power through Jesus to destroy every stronghold, every high tower, everything. And we can be safe in Jesus. If you don't know Jesus tonight, He wants to forgive you. He wants to save you. He wants to set you free from anything that's in your life. He loves you. He died for you. And He has all power in heaven and earth to do just that.